This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Wow, what a debate that raged on Thursday. Lady Gaga versus Katy Perry. Who's hotter? Who's not? The poll, I believe, is still up. You can see it at JSS 98 Rock. And on Twitter, specifically, I can't speak to the texts. I don't read them. There was an argument being made amongst the listeners. How much do you factor in talent? And I was going back and forth with a couple of listeners. Shout out Kevin Dubs, who said talent should have nothing to do with it. But I feel like talent and personality does have a lot to do with it. Because we kept bringing up, you know, Katie, hot, but a total dork. Lady Gaga, sultry, sensual. And let's be honest, I mean, her range is dwarfs that of Katy Perry. I feel like you have to factor in her abilities as a singer and an actress.
Well, I mean, if we're just going strictly on...
Strictly physical.
Physicality.
Never heard them open their lips once or act or anything.
Right. If they both walked in here, I'm still going Lady Gaga all day, every day.
I'll say it's a closer race. To me, it's a closer race if you don't factor in talent. I still go Gaga because I like tattoos.
Like when she came back out for like her new album and she had ditched all of the weird outfits and she basically was... just doing like press tours and going around, and all she had on were jean shorts and a cut off little white t-shirt. It was like, are you kidding me? Like your head would just explode.
Mike, we might need to make this a regular segment. We can do maybe Chef Mario Batali versus Chef Boyardee, Oprah versus Rihanna.
Yeah, maybe we kind of adapt our hypothetical Thursday and just pick two celebs and hash it out.
Hey, Mike, I challenge you next week. Let's open up the listeners. You versus me.
Oh, my God.
Let's start it off in-house.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Let's start it off in-house.
Self-esteem is terrible to begin with.
Person goes home glowing. Someone hangs themselves.
They both performed at the Super Bowl. Whose Super Bowl performance was hotter?
Perry.
Was hotter.
I mean, Gaga did the national anthem, and Perry did...
No,
did
she did the halftime show. Katy Perry had the sharks, the goofy beach balls and sharks.
That was awesome.
And Gaga... dropped down from the ceiling.
That's
and
right.
Had the football pads on, and oh my God, so much hotter. So much
Katy
hotter.
Katy Perry rode that giant lion, though. Don't forget about that.
The lion was badass. That big animatronic diamond looking lion. It's pretty great. Join the conversation online. Hundreds of you did in the most responded to Twitter poll we've ever done. Katy Perry or Lady Gaga?
Earlier this week, Katy Perry, a judge on American Idol, kissed a contestant during his audition. The 19-year-old man told Katy that he had never kissed a girl. I'll tell you the update in a second, but here's the sound of that.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship.
Come here, buddy.
Come here. What, on the cheek?
Mm-hmm. He didn't even make the smush sound.
Let me start over.
Oh! He went down.
And he fell down.
He went.
Oh my gosh.
That was so
good. That's a first.
Yeah. Sorry.
First. Katy is the first. That was a major deal. I mean, that was major.
Oh, yeah, that was a big
deal. Your first kiss was Katy Perry.
That's going up on the fridge.
When he came over to the judge's table, she asked him to kiss her on the cheek, and as he went in, she turned her head and kissed him on the lips, and he literally fell backward in shock.
Yeah.
And now, in an interview with the New York Times, Benjamin Glaze, that's the 19-year-old's name, he says... I was a tad bit uncomfortable. I wanted to save it for my first relationship.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. He said that.
Yes. I wanted it to be special. If she said, would you kiss me? I would have said no. And like he said, he doesn't kiss without being in a relationship.
So Lionel Richie's on the show as a guest judge also?
Yeah, he's a judge.
Okay, Lionel Richie does that to a... never been kissed female contestant.
Uh-huh.
We are strapping him on a rocket and firing him into the sun before noon today.
Yes.
And oh, Katy.
Yes. So she hasn't commented. Benjamin Glaze says he doesn't consider it sexual harassment. He also did not make it through the next round. Not even Katy voted for him.
Hmm. I mean, he clearly says, I can't kiss somebody unless I'm in a relationship. He has some sort of... moral.
He's an old-fashioned gal.
Well, who knows? Maybe it's religious, maybe whatever it is. And then she just goes, oh, yeah, get up here and just kisses the guy.
God, what a nerd.
And Katie's from a religious family, right? Isn't her father a minister?
Yeah, that's...
But she kind of went off
the rails a little
bit.
But like she made out with them.
Stop,
Mike. If the guy has morals or something, or he has some sort of... You don't put the guy on peer pressure on television.
It's sick.
To kiss you.
She's sick.
You should sue her ass.
Kill to kiss Katy Perry.
Shut up.
Hollywood. So
platonically.
Liberals.
Play it again. Right in the beginning, he goes, I can't kiss somebody unless I'm in a relationship.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship.
Right there. Don't force the guy to kiss
Listen
you.
Listen to that guy. Come here. Yeah. He's like, just come here.
Oh, yeah? Well, screw you.
Get over here.
And all your morals and religious beliefs.
Give me some of that hot, fresh mouth. She doesn't actually say that. But
this kid definitely wears a fedora.
Dude, why are you picking on this guy?
You're really going to complain about Katy Perry kissing you?
You're an ass.
What's
so
his name again?
Stupid.
Religion hater. His name is Benjamin Glaze.
Benjamin Glaze. Boy, yeah. Oh, boy. Someone needs to co-opt that name in the adult industry.
I respect the guy.
There's a big debate back in the office, too, whether or not Katy Perry was hotter than Lady Gaga.
No.
Not even close.
What?
Oh, chance.
Mike, don't even troll
us like
this. I
was attacked in the meeting the other day, too, for thinking Katy
Perry's
hot.
Yeah, because you're the only one. Everybody in the meeting said she was not hot. You're the only one that thinks she's hot, and there's no way in hell that she is hotter than Lady Gaga.
No,
I'll blow out the rest of the show.
Putting up a poll.
Do it.
Up goes the poll. I'm with you that Katy Perry, attractive, hotter than Lady Gaga, no chance. No.
Chance.
Oh no, I find Katy Perry rather attractive. She's a total dork, but I find her attractive. Lady Gaga, different level.
Different level.
She might be more sexual, but Katy Perry.
Lionel Richie's hot. And whoever that country music singer is in there, who's the third judge?
Luke Bryan.
Man, that man was born without lips. All you see is Luke Bryan's teeth. Even when his mouth is shut, nothing but teeth.
All right, the poll is up. Get out there and rock the boat.
You're still hung up on this Katy Perry thing.
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
You are. She's not as hot as you think.
It's your opinion, but your opinion's wrong.
I will say the shorter hair, I'm not a big fan of, but
I like
she's still hot
cut.
With it.
I like a pixie cut.
That's amazing.
Gaga all day, every day.
I mean, I love Gaga too, but come on. Katy Perry's still hot.
My duty.
But not hotter.
I like Fergie in her dude face.
You can sit there and say that Lady Gaga has a lumpy butt.
She has no boobs.
You're out of your
mind. Lady Gaga's butt belongs in a museum.
It's okay, but Katy Perry's a full package.
Wait, so you're saying Lady Gaga has a lumpy butt. Katy Perry has no butt.
What?
You're out of your mind.
Google Katy Perry
She's a dorky, like no curve, dorky white chick.
I'm looking up Katy Perry.
That. Personality-wise,
does he have a penis?
Put up a poll. Who's got a better ass? Put up that poll. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I got a poll.
You've lost. We got
Josh or I, better ass.
God, you've lost your mind.
The 8 o'clock thing tomorrow. Let's do that tomorrow.
Yes.
Or Monday, or because that's evergreen for about a month.
Once and for all.
Once and for all. The war to settle the score between who you'd like on all fours. Perry.
That's amazing.
Or Gaga. Who's got the better backside?
I guess we got a poll up at JSS98 Rock. Mike has forever been in Camp Perry. I have, since day one, been Camp Gaga all day, every day. I used to have a poster back in the office of her on the wall before this place was devoid of all fun, and we had to take everything down.
All the thing. Clean is good.
Clean is good.
Clean's
so
good.
We're no longer allowed to have any kind of flair.
I remember when I first started working here, Katy Perry was just starting to blow up, and I had her as my desktop background, which, looking back, was a little creepy, but... But even then, I was a fan.
She, for me, is just a little bit too much on the dorky side. If you ever try and watch her dance, it is painful to watch. She has no rhythm. Gaga is a small, little, tight package that exudes ferocity and savagery and sexuality. You don't know what you're going to get with Gaga. And I like it. There's an element of danger there. She sang with Metallica, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, here's the thing. Okay, and I get it. Yes. I think Katy Perry is attractive. Absolutely.
Of course she is.
Gaga, though, is on a different level. And the boob enthusiasts are crawling out of the tall grass right now. Literally all
they
are
seeing. I'm a boob man.
And he's saying that Gaga is hotter. It's just every photo, because we're getting people responding to the poll at JSS98 Rock on Twitter. And they're attaching pictures and they're attaching GIFs. And they're all of Perry jumping around with her bosoms flopping in the breeze.
Boobs do not make a woman.
No, there's a full package. The talent, the attitude, the tattoos, the backside, front side. The attitude. She sang with Metallica. Katy Perry singing with the Spin Doctors. I made that up. I don't know if that's true. But still, she strikes me as someone that would sing with Marcy Playground.
I mean, even look up Stephanie Germanotta, like before she was Lady Gaga. Classic New York beauty. And that's the thing. Maybe I'm a little biased in Long Island, New York kind of vibe. Yeah, she's got a little bit of a bigger nose. Yeah, she's got an Italian look to her.
She's got a honker.
But she's beautiful.
410-338-1098. Looking at the polls thus far.
Where are you falling on this?
I'll take them both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
take one on each. One in front and one in back.
Oh, what's the one in the back doing?
Did anybody got a bib? At JSS 98 Rock, the poll is up for the next 23 hours. Maybe we'll review it tomorrow.
Right now, though.
Oh, my God.
Landslide.
Landslide victory.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry with 24%.
You're all out of your minds. 76-24, Katy Perry.
Sam, what say you?
Assistant producer Sam joins us in studio.
Hello.
Can
Hi,
we give your whole personal vibe here? Sam is
yeah, totally.
Sam is
I like women.
Sam likes
you
women.
You can say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ditto.
Thank you.
I don't want to look. It's 2018. I don't want to offend anybody or cause any controversy.
Oh.
But you said it.
Yes.
Sam likes women.
Yeah. And you couldn't have said it any better. Lady Gaga is 10 times hotter to me.
Yes! 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 There we yes, go, Sam! Get some!
Yes!
You deserve a raise.
Katy Perry's a dorky Midwestern
she
white
is.
Girl.
She is. There's something about Gaga, though. Like, she looks like she might murder you.
And I love it.
Me, too.
An element of danger.
I need that. I like
it.
I
need it. I want it. She plays a flaming piano, and she wears next to nothing.
I just have a feeling
she gets blood dripped all over and she smears her makeup and stuff. It's like,
I can imagine Katy Perry just in bed like, all right, what are we doing first?
Laying there like a dead fish.
Yeah,
like,
she seems like she'd be boring, honestly.
Yes.
I mean, after the whole kiss-raping thing this past week.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Mike said it, not us.
Yeah, that showed a level of sexual aggression that I hadn't seen in her.
I felt like it was forced.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Well,
it was
for
TV,
forced.
Mike. It was stupid.
I still enjoy it.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yeah, I
she
feel
would
like...
be. How boring would Katy Perry be?
I genuinely think she would be boring in general. She seems dumb as a doornail, to be honest.
There you go.
Mike, you have some weird fetish.
Where's she from?
I don't know
where
it
she
is.
From. She's from the Midwest. And this is wherever she's from. Boring. Give me Gaga. Born and raised in the streets of New York
just,
City.
Gaga tries to.
Hell attitude, yeah.
Street smart.
Fashion, talent, actual intelligence.
You know what it is with Sam? Every day, I love Sam more and more. You just do things and you say things that you're just such a bright, smart, beautiful. You got it all together, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
And I love the pixie cut.
A good head on your shoulders.
On you and on Perry. But I feel like the full package of Gaga.
Yes.
This isn't just a butt, just a boob, just a face, just a lift competition. This is the entire kit and caboodle.
We're in the minority, apparently.
Oh,
yeah.
In
the that's minority. Fine.
You pass Gaga on the street with no makeup on, no one's turning around. No one's honking their horn. Katy Perry.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Pass Katy Perry with no makeup. She probably looks exactly the same.
I guarantee she looks better than Gaga.
I don't know about that.
Someone tweeted us a picture at JSS 90 Rock of a no makeup Katy and a no makeup Gaga.
Oh, what's
they
it look
did?
Like?
Let me see.
And hold on. I'm trying to find this. Wow, they are it's pouring in.
Oh,
right,
oh!
You can find bad pictures of anybody.
That's Katy Perry, no
That's
makeup.
That's what you're picking up to, Michael.
No. Look at
that.
Where am I right now?
I want to see. Take it, Mike.
Can
just
I
take
see?
It home.
Here, show that picture. Just,
guys
show that picture.
Have lost
just.
It.
Look at
what
that.
Thank
God!
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Spiegel, Josh doesn't even want that from behind anymore. Just Gaga.
How about that, Sam? Side by side, them, their natural state in the mirror, no makeup.
Gaga.
Gaga and
she
Perry.
She looks good. Gaga looks good.
She does.
That's Gaga and Perry. Gaga is, even in her completely, not a stitch of makeup on, rolling fresh out of whatever, five-star hotel bed looks good. And Perry just, you paint a square on her forehead, you could do layoff stuff off it. It's, I'm not going to say it's not a contest. I gotta hold the line. It's Gaga.
God,
I'm so
facial structure. Katy Perry's a classic beauty. I'm sorry. Gaga. I mean, she's got a big nose. She's got a
Who wants a classic beauty? I don't want a classic beauty.
Well, that's what we're debating here. Who's hotter or not?
Well, yeah. Classic beauty is boring. Classic beauty does not equal hotter.
Let's go to
not
the always, phones. But I think she's got everything here.
Let's see what the people have to say. Let's start with Flying Blind here. Justin in Pasadena, what's up?
I'm going to have to go with Katy Perry all day.
Perry.
Thank you.
All right, there we go.
Ready of mind.
Let's go to someone else here. Let's go to Tony in Odenton. Tony in Odenton.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Love the show.
Love you.
Shout out.
All right, all right. Hey, man, look, Katy Perry's pretty and all, but I got to go with Gaga. Have you seen American Horror Story Hotel?
Yes. Woo! That's what made me fall in love.
Yeah, she is something to see in there. And by the way, she could act her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Can Katy Perry act her way out of a daytime Lifetime movie? A Grandmother's Regret this afternoon on Lifetime. Hell no. Gaga, on the other hand, put her in front of a Scorsese, in front of a Steven Spielberg. Choose up scenery. Really good actress. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, what say you? Katy Perry or Lady Gaga?
Hey, guys, I get your meaning that Gaga is kind of like she exudes the sexuality and kind of like this the little mini animal. But just for pure beauty, I mean, the nose just kind of knocks me in the goofy boobs. I'm going with Katy Perry.
You're fine. But what's wrong
with
a big nose?
There's nothing wrong with a big nose.
Ass.
Just,
I'm cursed.
She's got such a dorky grin. Let's go to Darian in Towson. Darian, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Hello.
Oh, he's very authoritative. He's got this all figured out. Who is it?
I'm gonna have to go with Lady Gaga. One of the other callers beat me to the punch with American Horror Story, but you know, Katy Perry's got a couple songs that shows off her, you know, sexual deviance, but Lady Gaga in American Horror Story's got nothing to beat on Katy Perry from that.
Nothing to beat on. All right.
Nothing to beat on.
Nothing to beat on. Let's go to, man, people are pouring out. Let's talk to some ladies, okay? Like knows like. A couple of good-looking ladies in the audience. Samantha, good morning, dear.
Hi, Boris.
Hi.
Hi, Boris.
Hello.
Hey. Well, how are you?
Good. How are you
good.
Doing?
How are you? Now, the small talk's out of the way. Who's hotter?
Well, I want to say this is coming from a completely straight woman, so this is just me looking at these women as women, and I think Lady Gaga is definitely hotter.
Who? Lady who? What?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She's jealous of Katy Perry.
Lady, she's called her Lady Unga.
Lady Unga.
Yes, she was the valet to the head shrinkers in the WWE. Afasika and Unga. Ooga Booga. Jesus. Take you put your teeth in. Let's talk to Tiffany in Catonsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Besides the fact Katy Perry is kind of weird, Lady Gaga, I mean, Scott said it. She sang with Metallica.
Yeah,
besides the fact she's beautiful, she sang with Metallica.
She's badass. She's hot as hell.
And not only did she sing with Metallica, she helped cover up an audio gaffe that had Hetfield smashing guitars on the side of the stage. When his microphone didn't work, she picked up the slack and ripped off her performance. That could have just driven the entire thing into a guardrail. She picked up the slack when Hetfield's mic wasn't working and didn't miss a beat. It's that level of talent. I mean, is Tony
Bennett... Thank you, God, your feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Being spontaneous. Shooting from the hip. Let's go to Blind Mike. Blind Mike, old buddy. What's up, buddy?
Are you kidding me? This is a no-brainer. Gaga all the way, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I would drink her bathwater.
And this is from a guy that can't see.
And he is blind.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
An old friend, good friend, Farmer Josh joined us on Monday after everyone came to work dragging ass from daylight savings time, moving the clocks forward. And every year we talk about this. Why do we do it? Can't we stop? Florida's thinking about voting to not do it. And everybody always talks about it's for the farmers. And we said, hey, let's just get a farmer on the line. We talked to Farmer Josh. And you'll hear coming up, he gives his thoughts on it. And he thinks it's stupid. Do you notice that Farmer Josh, every time we talk to him, he's getting better and better on the phone?
Yeah, more energetic and confident.
He tells
confident.
Good stories, more confident, correct.
I don't want to say he's nothing special because he's very special. But he never, ceases to amaze me. He always delivers.
but it can be like the most kind of like mundane stuff, but it's always so, I don't know. There's something, I can't put my finger on
it. It's also genuine. Okay, let's, you want to get behind the curtain? We'll throw back to another guy who we stopped talking to because frankly, it just started getting a little boring and the boss hated it. Johnny America. We used to talk to Johnny America in Poundtown. Guy worked at a gas station in Pound, VA, and he was low-key like Farmer Josh, but he didn't really tell us much. He'd really have to crowbar stories out of him.
Yeah, the difference I think there is that Farmer Josh is a listener and likes the show, whereas Johnny America had no clue who we were.
Oh, we were just calling and getting on his nerves.
If he, you know, delivered or not. Yeah, we were kind of bothering him because he'd be working in the store, his little gas station, and we'd call him and you could hear customers coming in and out. And
he'd have to put us on hold so we can, you know, do 10 on pump 3 while also getting a, you know, scratch off. Is it worth going to visit him again, Mike? You checked in with Farmer Josh once at a Harford County Fair, tossed a couple of hay bales. I still think we need a day on the farm.
I pushed really hard for that, and he clammed up real quick at that idea.
We're just going to screw up the works that day, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing his boss maybe isn't a fan of us or what have you. Gotcha. I mean, it's not like it's his farm or anything.
Gotcha. Well, get him out to an event because we all want to meet him in person. And daylight savings time, it's for the farmers, and the farmer thinks it's stupid on Behind the Curtain.
We're going straight to the phones. He's a friend of ours. Have I ever met him in person?
No, I don't think you have. I think I'm the only one that's ever met Josh.
You met him at the hay bale chucking competition,
Mike?
Yeah,
the Cecil County Fair, which I'm looking forward to again this year.
Cecil County's favorite son, Mike Anderson.
I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of fairs around the state. That one was the biggest and best I've ever been to.
His name is Farmer Josh. He is a farmer. He's a young man. He's hardworking. He's soft-spoken. But we like to turn to him when it comes to all things manly. This is a little bit more specific. We just had daylight savings. Is that daylight savings time? Am I saying that right?
I think
we're back in.
Yeah.
Are we back out?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It's
we're
so
springing
confusing.
Forward. We're springing forward.
We sprung forward. The clocks went forward. Now we lost an hour. Has something to do with daylight saving time. I don't know if we're in it or out of it.
But every time we bring this up each year, it's always like, oh, they do it for this reason, for that reason. And one theory, or maybe it's the truth, is that it helps the farmers. It helps the farmers because back in the day, they'd get more daylight to handle their business out in the fields and this, that, whatever. And we said, all right, well, instead of believing the texter, who, if we go back through their prior text, just have called us a myriad of horrible names, including our girlfriends, wives, mothers, and children, let's talk to an actual farmer about daylight savings time. Good morning, Farmer Josh.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
How you doing, brother? How's the new year treated you thus far?
Oh, it ain't too bad. Got a dog and starting to have calves. So.
Whoa.
Starting to have calves. You ever got to yank one of them out with chains?
Yeah, we had to the other day. It come out backwards.
Oh man, damn.
God, so
does that
I.
just destroy like the cow's vagina when it comes out that way?
Yeah, this one here, she'd never had a calf before, and when we were pulling, we had to go in there and kind of stretch her to get it to come out.
Jesus,
and, damn son. Yeah, you guys talk about being elbow deep in a turkey, being shoulder deep in a cow's a lot worse.
Oh my God, that's so amazing and awful. Can the cow, can she recover, or what do you do, or is that the last time she gives birth?
No, she's doing good actually. The calf, see when they come out backwards, the calf needs to get air as soon as that umbilical cord breaks.
Gotcha.
So when it was coming out, the umbilical cord breaks before the back hips are out. So then you have the back hips that are out, and there's no air there.
Yeah,
but when they come out head first, as soon as the front shoulders come out, the umbilical cord breaks, well, they can get air right away. So he's got brain damage, and he hasn't been able to walk. But I've had to stinking milk her and feed the calf with the milk, and milking a black Angus isn't much fun.
Oh.
She keeps kicking my freaking bucket over and stinking stepping on me all the time, so I've had to milk her to feed the calf.
Damn. What, I mean, is this calf going to have any kind of life, or you said some brain damage because of the oxygen and all that? I mean, what kind of life can you expect, if any, from this calf?
It's hard to tell. I mean, sometimes they'll straighten around, and as long as they can straighten around and gain weight, everything will be fine. But, you know, he's 3 days old now, so he's past the the threshold, really. I mean, normally if brain damage is bad, in 2 days it'll take him. So, you know, he's past that now where he should be able to make it unless something else is wrong that we don't know about.
But he still hasn't stood up, right? Don't they stand up, like, almost instantly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he stands up, but you have to help him up, and he can't walk around very good.
Okay, so but, you got some Kobe beef
so
on your hands.
So these are Black Angus that you're raising. So you're raising beef cattle, right? Like just for food?
And actually, these are all Black Angus limo mix.
Whoa.
It's a limousine cow or a limousine bull that we had. And they are all brown. They're kind of tall and lanky looking. So these calves are all big, long, and lanky. And that's why I think this cow had trouble having his calf, because she'd never had a calf before. And, you know, a big, long, lanky cow like that, or calf like that, that could hurt a heifer pretty good.
So we wanted to talk to you because, you know, we got into our annual discussion about daylight savings time and why do we even do it, and Florida's thinking about stop doing it, and I believe, am I mistaken, is it Arizona that doesn't?
Yes.
And people are saying it's because of the farmers, and it was a practice, so they would have some more daylight for when the kids got out of school, and they could spend more time in the field. Have you been led to believe that, and is that helpful? Do you look forward to daylight savings time, or would you, like a lot of people, just want to do away with it and quit screwing up our year twice a year with adjusting the clocks?
I just want to stink and do away with it because...
Yeah, there we go.
The Amish, actually, believe it or not, they don't even go, they stay on the fall time, which is smart because now it sucks. You got to wake up and it's stinking dark out, you know, and it's like 8:30, it's getting dark out. So, yeah, your day's longer, you can do a lot more. But like with the Amish, you know, they don't have lights. So when they get up at 6 o'clock, the sun's coming up. So it makes it easier. I mean, not like we don't have lights or anything, but it's like, you know, it is kind of nice waking up, the sun's coming up. Where, like, yesterday I had everything done and was getting ready to go to church and the sun was just coming up. I'm like, you know, this is just, I don't like it. And then you lose a stinking hour of sleep.
I love it. So you heard it straight from the farmer's mouth, daylight savings time. You could just go F itself. And we could all stop having to screw up our days and show up late or show up early. And you heard Scott earlier, if you were listening, and I was in lockstep with him, I just felt off a little bit yesterday. Nothing that was going to derail me, but enough to where I was like, what time is it? I slept till when? It's like it screws your whole day up, and Florida's thinking about getting out of it. And if you, the person that they say this was designed for, doesn't need it, let's just do away with the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is, I like the Amish the way that they do, because, you know, you're getting up, it's daylight, and even in the summer when the sun does come up earlier, you know, you're getting up maybe an hour after the sun comes up, so you're losing an hour there, and then it's 7:30 instead of 8:30 when the sun sets, so you're losing an hour there, which sometimes those 2 hours can make you go another week, you know, where you don't have to get up that early and you don't have to stay out that late. You know, you're talking a 14-hour day instead of a 16-hour day, so that's just, I don't know, I don't like it.
Well, Farmer Josh, we appreciate the insight, my friend. We congratulations on the birth of the calf. Hopefully they come around and can live a healthy, productive life. Congratulations on attending another fruitful Sunday of church, and just thank you for being the best of us. You truly are the fabric of America. I'm putting you on hold. Mike, talk to him. We got to get him out at something. You got to meet him. I need some time with Josh. I need him in an event.
I don't think I want to meet him.
I want to hang out with him somewhere. See if he wants to go to the farmer's market with me and get a pretzel dog.
Yeah, we'll have to do something.
I'll go pick him up. I'll send a car for his ass. All right, thank you so much. There you go. Do away with daylight savings time.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Camgirls, webcamming, homegrown, grassroots adult entertainment. We took some calls. We talked to an expert. And, you know, it's a fascinating world. And I got to wonder, we didn't get into specific, like, prices of what they're getting. Like, we talked to Eve Lawrence. She's a successful adult actress, and she's kind of moved into the cam realm. Did she off-air give you any kind of numbers?
No, yeah, we should have asked that.
I don't know if they really give it up. It's kind of tacky to talk about money, but I'm just curious. What's a, you know, if you're in a group session, like the way you've, like Twitch, for example, Twitch is a video game streaming service where you could watch people play video games holy God, we're on next level laziness with this generation. You don't even play them. You watch people play them. But it's a big group chat session while one person plays. Same thing with some of these cam girls where it's a group chat session. And then you can go off into private rooms where no one else gets to watch, or you all get to throw in money and try and if the whole group chat can gather $1,000, she'll do this right here.
Well, no, I was you'll hear coming up. I was trying to get to something, a question, but she kind of sidetracked me. There's you can watch some of these on like the porn sites, like they record some of them and put them up. They have like devices that go in certain places that when you tip, it stimulates.
Activates?
Yeah, you've never seen that?
You have a money-activated personal massager?
Yes.
Mind blown. And that's incredible.
And then they sit there, and the more that they start to tip, you know, tip, 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 it's like, oh, God, oh, God.
Big money, big prizes. Yes. And then the thing just fires up.
Ooh.
That's incredible. Well, hear the conversation we had about those that enjoy cam girls, those that are cam girls, and are there cam guys on Behind the Curtain.
Into a little cam girl talk.
Yeah.
$1 billion business. Billion with a B. $1 billion business.
B-b-b-billion.
Cam girls. It's where a guy logs into a cam girl's room, a chat room online. You're in your little room, wherever you're doing it. And you log on with a cam girl. You can talk to her. She'll undress for you. She can even perform live sex acts for you right there. And it's a very intimate interaction because it's one-on-one. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah.
You can choose to go one-on-one. A lot of times there's multiple people in a room, but you can pay a little extra.
Come on. I pay you a grand.
53% said it's not a form of infidelity. 47% said it is. The people in favor of it said it's no different than watching interactive porn or going to a strip joint, and there's no issue. If there's no issue with porn or strippers, then there shouldn't be no issue here. And the other flip side of that says that you are paying money to interact with and be turned on by a live person, thereby actually engaging in some sort of form of personal connection.
It's like going
cam
to the old,
girl.
The old Pete booths downtown New York before they cleaned up the city because you know you're staring at a person. People are like, ah, why don't you just watch porn? There's something about seeing an actual person that's communicating back to you.
Yeah, I watched that show Slut Ever on Viceland.
Slut Ever.
And the latest episode was on just this, cam girls. And there is a whole building in, I think it's L.A. or something, where they have rooms set up. And these girls go there. And the one girl treats it like an eight-hour workday. She said the longer you're on, the more money you make. She goes there for 8 hours. She's in a little lingerie.
Wow.
And Carly sat in on one of the sessions. And she was with the guy on the other end. And she's like, man, I feel really uncomfortable being here because it was a guy and there was a girl on the other side. And they were just having full-on conversations. And she's taking off her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, if I wasn't here, would this go a little bit further? He's like, yeah, probably.
Wow.
You know, it would go. And, I mean, it was very, very intimate. Yeah.
And there's an interesting intersection between the world of video gaming and this. Everyone knows about Twitch these days. You just basically get on Twitch and just watch people play games. There's now a subgenre of them called booby streamers, where you'll have people, Mike, headset, playing Call of Duty, WW2, playing Overwatch, Fortnite, Battleground. And then as they get like donations, people start smacking that donation button. Someone will just start breaking out their yabos. So you'll watch someone play Soul Calibur and they just got their nerps swinging in the wind and they're making sick money off of it. And you get people on the other side of it like, you're ruining the purity of the game. And I was like, I don't care.
And don't a lot of these cam people and other, you know, sort of social media porn stars sort of elicit for listeners to buy them stuff? They like, or you know, viewers to buy them stuff.
Yeah, like wish lists and stuff. Like buy me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's such a weird, like, who are these guys that, I mean, I guess if you have enough disposable income that you could just throw money at people, I guess I could see how you might get roped into this, but.
You know what it is? It's a continuation of this DIY generation. Like, before, in the 80s, you want to get an album made, you got to go to a studio, have an audio technician make you a master, you take it to a label, maybe they'll pick you up and put you out on tour. These days, cell phone, balance counter, play, stream it. Next thing you know, you're a millionaire. Same thing with these like crowdfunded stuff. This is just crowdsourced adult entertainment. They're skipping the middleman. They don't need the Vivid Video. They don't need the Ed Powers anymore. These are just people that are like, hey, why am I going to be paying a percentage to some manager or some porn house when I can set up a GoPro and do it right in my living room or my bedroom? They're cutting out the middleman. They're making money. There's a level of entrepreneurship to it that I tell you what, I tip my hat to it.
Yeah, no, it sucks being a guy. I guess there are guys that do this, but I can't imagine it's nearly as lucrative as being an attractive
woman.
It's
probably a little bit of a niche market compared to, you know, we know some folks that do this, that appear to be making some damn good money. Becky Paul, shout out, love you, dear. She says she has a friend that's a cam girl, gets on there and gets guys to pay her rent and all her bills. That's how she gets by month. Girl, get yours.
Somebody says, screw cam girl porn, Snapchat porn is where it's at. I think that's kind of the same thing.
Are you making money off that? Can you make Snapchat porn?
Yeah, Snapchat is, what they're doing now is you create an account, and in order to access it, the people have to pay.
There was someone we were referencing recently. I don't really want to give up the goose unless she gives us the go-ahead. But this lovely lady here.
Yeah.
That's her whole thing, man.
Oh, really?
Has a wish list. Would you like to buy me these items? Would you like to buy me a cup of coffee? Has a coffee thing. I can't remember what it's called. It's called like low-key or lo-fi or something like that. And it's slick, man. People are... And you're not stealing money. You're making it very obvious. Hey, you want to see these? You give me that. Ta-da. Now, is that... It's not prostitution. There's no physical contact. You're basically just paying for some nudes.
Is it infidelity? Somebody says, pay for cam girls. LOL, I'll watch for free before I ever pay for cam girls. And then he lists...
You'd be surprised.
...a bunch of links.
Get my card.
But when you start to pay and you get that one-on-one, like the thing I saw, the guy was one-on-one. He was like at her house and she was in her apartment and it was him and her, and it started off with a conversation. Hey, how are you today? I'm good. How are you doing? Wow, you look really beautiful tonight. What? Thank you.
Customer service.
What are you into? It's almost like phone sex next level.
It's the modern phone sex. That's exactly what it is. It's the modern day 2018 phone sex. Except you can now see the person instead of it definitely being a Peruvian man on the other end of the line in 1988.
Yeah, my name's Rebecca, and I'm feeling up my butt cheeks.
Like, I can hear your mustache up against the phone. You could actually see who you're talking to. And you know you're getting a good product. I'm not sure if you saw this. Again, same individual I was referencing. Would you throw that person a couple of bucks to have a one-on-one conversation? Look at those.
No, because it's not what I do.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Mike, I'll ask you.
Oh,
that.
My God.
No, I don't know. I consider that too far. Okay. Like having a one-on-one interaction. Yeah, that's too far.
And to blow money
far.
On that?
She's
on top of it?
Oh, Mike, there's people blowing money on games. I mean, what are you talking
it's like
about?
You already feel dirty watching porn, but then to
why
like.
Why
have...
are you so shocked by this? What's the name of that that stupid game, that God of War or something? There's people dropping five and tens of thousands of dollars for something that doesn't even mean anything. Here, at least you're getting some human interaction.
Well, you know that feeling after you're done watching porn, you're like, God, you feel dirty and you feel like, you know, what have I done? Imagine that, plus you just spent $20 on it.
Oh, yeah. I am liking this.
Talking about the billion-dollar business of cam girls. Is it cheating? Is it not cheating? And
do you engage in it? Do you make money off of it?
Yeah.
I love it. I think it is homegrown. It's take the power into your own hands, adult entertainment. I mean, how many of these stars and starlets went out to Burbank near that insidious castle, filmed a bunch of stuff all damn day long, did $10,000 worth of work, and got a grand for it? They're cutting out the middleman, and they're doing it all on their own. So that part, tip of the fedora to you. That's right, I wear fedoras and should be smacked on sight. But then you've got the other angle you just brought up. If you, Scott, you go home. You get there before Chiquita gets home. She walks upstairs. She sees you, pants around ankles, in front of the computer. And she's saying to her son, oh, Scotty, he's fiddling with his stuff. But then notices that you're camming. You're not just looking at pornography. You're camming. Yeah. That's a different conversation than...
It goes another step further, another layer.
Yeah, yeah. I know immediately that Buck just sinks a power drill into the base of my neck.
just runs outside and grabs like a miter saw and proceeds to give me a back rub with it. Let's talk to someone on the phone here. I am a fan. Joining us on the program now, she is an adult actress. She does her own private shows. She is Eve Lawrence. Eve, good morning, dear.
Good morning.
Big, big fan of you, Eve. Hey, you remember this? Maybe this is a little behind the scenes here. You and I were going to work out some business once for a special birthday greeting for Josh. And I think at the last minute, I was like, you know what? Josh doesn't peddle in the flesh. So how about a nice card and some coffee cake instead, Josh? Almost got you a personalized message from
very nice.
Eve Lawrence. So, Eve, you are in the adult industry. We've seen some of your work. And
yeah, she's been up here.
Yes, you've been up. But now you do stuff, like I like to say, you've cut out the middleman and you do it all direct. Are you turning a good profit from it? How's it work out for you?
Well, I am I'm just getting back into cam after kind of taking a break from it and being a mom. But I've always tried to cam at least once a week with my members since I started in 2009. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a lucrative job and career. If you work it, it's just like anything else. If you get as much as you put into it.
Now, I've seen ones where there's some sort of device that the cam girl has that when she gets tipped or they throw her some virtual coins or whatever they do, that it will...
There's two ways. I'm more from an old school, pay per minute. I like to make that pay per minute and know that I'm making that when I'm online. But the younger women coming into the industry are really working that tip, that show for tips, where it's
right.
Basically like a free show. But you're you're teasing and you're playing and you're working your audience to make those tips and potentially make three times as much as you would with a pay per minute setup. So it when you see those ads in city paper, stay at home mom makes $3,000 a week, I'm like, whatever, that bee's camming. She's not, she's not selling some peer to peer marketing.
Because I look at this,
it kind of is.
And I think of, I think of your classic, you'll go to a gentleman's club. And it'll be, a dancer and then a specific amount of people in the audience. Then you have the adult industry where you'll be on set doing something.
It's exactly like that.
But it seems like larger.
In the digital realm.
You can reach so many more people than the capacity of the club. And you don't have a lot of the inherent dangers of having to be directly physically in front of someone. A guy can't get
hands-on. And you can also, someone you work with could be camming right now, but they have geo restrictions on it, so no one in the state of Maryland can see them. And camming is one industry where it's entry level. Anybody can start and become someone and make money, and it's all in who you are and your brand.
Eve, can I ask you something? Can I ask you? Mike brought up an interesting point. Are there men that cam? Are there guys out there that do it?
It's very, very popular. Men probably make more money than the women do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard it's a big
gay community. That are able to.
And it's a big gay community thing, too, right?
Yes. And I just think that more straight men are really bi than straight, but just because of the way society is right now, they
can't be
openly free in who they are.
Gasp. Gasp. Eve,
let me ask you this. Do you are you always in a room with multiple, a chat room on the video with multiple people, or do you go one-on-one sessions?
Yes. I actually split cam, so I'm camming on two networks at once, so it's kind of a double audience.
Wow, very cool.
And you can, and there's apps that allow you to split up to three cams.
You open a window?
Cam. Can't even talk. Do you have any super hardcore viewers that have bought you some pretty expensive stuff?
Yes, when I used to work at, but I've just where I'm at in my career and where I'm looking to go in the future, it's those material items and things that they've bought me and things that I would ask for. It's I get more pleasure out of working hard and purchasing them for myself because my fans have given me so much. I started in 2004 and I've been able to sustain my career through 2018 I haven't shot actively since in almost 12 years.
Wow.
12 years.
Wow.
And my last, like, online scene was in 2015. So Cam has allowed me to achieve career longevity in a way that I wouldn't have been able to coming from, like, the DVD generation.
What's the biggest gift that you've ever been given? What's the biggest single, like, what do they call them? The casinos call them the whales. You get a whale in there. What's, like, the biggest single, like, oh, my God, there's a Maserati out front or a five-figure check?
The first guy that kind of, like, brought it, he paid for my breasts, my car, and the makeup and stuff. And
wow.
He kind of, like, set the tone for what I became. You know, he kind of set the bar, so to speak. And then everything, I don't think I could have been the Eve I am today.
Well, Eve, thank you so much. This is fascinating. Give us an insight into the world. I've loved your work. Mike, I'm going to put her on hold. I have some stuff I'd like her to sign. Some T-shirts, a couple of fanny packs, a couple of her DVD compilations. Let's take a quick call or two here on the subject. Let's go to... Oh, wow. You talk about locally homegrown. Let's talk about Alex's wife in Towson. Alex, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, buddy.
Hello.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Good. Now, what?
Pretty good. So, probably 2 years ago, before my wife and I got married, we were just dating, and we wanted to go to Miami. So, I said, hey, why don't you try this out? So, she was a cam girl for about 2 months. I mean, she may have done it like 12 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And we made around $1,500 for our vacation.
Wow. Look at that.
It was great.
And she hasn't done it since? Just that one-time thing?
Yeah, one-time thing. It wasn't for her.
Quick cash?
You know, she kind of got creeped out by it, by a couple guys, I guess.
Yeah. Well, will she consider it again? Maybe if you need money again? Like, hey, you know, we got to get a new car or we need to go on vacation or we got to pay for this? No?
Probably not.
Damn. Hey, worked that one time, $1,500.
Hey, you went on vacation on the house. Let's do one more here. Someone actually used one. Charles in Joppatown, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
What's up?
You know, I've been cruising around the cam girl area for a while.
Yeah.
And I was scrolling through the other day.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't help but notice there was someone that looked exactly like Josh.
What are you saying?
I'm saying
the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
What Keith Mills says, that meat was sensational.
Oh, man. That guy paused a lot.
It's time to go behind the curtain. With Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
The family cloth, a.k.a. the poop towel. I guess there's a contingent of people out there that are now replacing toilet paper with washable, reusable backside wipes. And it made me think of something here for behind the curtain, that there was no such thing as paper towels in my grandmother's house. You only had a kitchen towel and cloth napkins. That I have to wonder, what era did the paper towel become a regular thing? Wipe your face, have it there, you know, the table, clean up, throw it away. Not Grandma Schlegel. She would clean off countertops and wipe her face and wipe her mouth, and then back in the drawer it'd go. And I know she wasn't washing that thing every day. You'd pull that thing out to, like, blow your nose into or whatever, and it was crunching.
And yet you're all still fine.
We're all still okay. Probably better off for it.
I use way too many paper towels.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it's alarming.
I use a lot of paper towels almost to fight back against my dad, who used to yell at me for using too many paper towels. He would scream at me growing up. Like, we'd use them for, we'd wipe our asses with the things. We'd blow our noses into the things. By the way, worst thing you could do is flush a paper towel. And I guess maybe now an older Justin, getting retribution for a younger Justin, we rip through probably a roll every day and a half.
Well, when you guys go to a grocery store, will you take those cloth bags with you, or are you comfortable using plastic bags? Because I get yelled at by my girlfriend for not using cloth bags.
I use plastic bags for cat cleanup. I get plastic bags because I have to clean out litter, and that's what I use that and for dirty diapers. So, plastic bag.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Every time I say I go to the store, I'm going to bring those things. I have a whole bunch of them, like the totes, the reusable totes, but I just never bring them.
But then I usually do find uses for the plastic bags more often than not. But I'm still killing the environment, I guess, so whatever.
Yeah, that's Evan's problem. Good luck, buddy. Sorry when you're living in a toxic hellscape. Coming up, the family cloth, a.k.a. the poop rag. This next tale to be told reminds me of another tale told on this program. Mike, I believe it was very early this year when a man was baffled to find out that not every home came equipped with a poop knife. Remember the old poop knife talk from so long ago? A family had a poop knife, sort of like their version of a plunger in the bathroom, and we all retched, gagged into the toilet, and thought to ourselves, maybe we deserve to be hit by an asteroid. And now you found something else here, Mikey. What do you got?
Well, this actually caught Scott's attention yesterday.
Yeah, it's a new trend. A lot of families are ditching toilet paper for something called a family cloth. It's basically reusable small cloth squares that people use to wipe, and then they put them in a basket, and there's such a big trend that a lot of different options out there on the market, and they come in a wide variety of patterns. So you wipe yourself, you throw them into a bucket, and then you wash them and reuse them.
Oh. They even come in a roll to use on your existing toilet paper dispenser. Wow, look at this. There's actual rolls of stuff. Now, when Evan, and Lord knows I love you, buddy, but he has this really adorable tendency to just clean up his back, we have to take all that stuff off, and if it's going to get washed, it gets its own separate wash.
Right.
We're not throwing that thing in a full load of laundry. We're going to set it on the lightest wash and dry cycle as possible. With something like this.
But if you go to like a Babies R Us or whatever, there is a big, we all know the diaper aisle, the big boxes of disposable diapers, but there is also a section of disposable, I mean, reusable diapers. So imagine that. Imagine you're able to roll that diaper up and just chuck it in the garbage. Imagine having to reuse the diaper and wash it once he's had a...
Had a BM?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on those cultures that throw whatever in the wastebasket. Listen, I'm all about the global community, but launch the airstrike now on anybody that's got a wastebasket full of turd paper. That is the worst thing.
Well, I wonder, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098, is there anybody out there in the listening audience that actually does this? That uses cloth squares, you clean up with them, you throw them in a some sort of hamper-type device, and then you wash and reuse cloth squares instead of using paper toilet paper. One person is quoted as saying, in my mind, buying and using disposable toilet paper was literally flushing money down the toilet. If you're wondering, why would you want to reuse something that you wipe your genitals with? I'd answer this question with my own question. Do you throw away your underpants after each use?
Yeah, I mean, I regularly my underpants, and I keep those, but they get themselves a real good scrub individually. Plus, what if you have guests?
That's what somebody on social media said. What if you walked into someone's house and they had this? Somebody says, I would leave.
I go elsewhere. I don't have dinner at that person's house. And then you brought up the point, what about the hamper? Like, what are you doing with these things? Like, gun to head, Justin, you don't get to use toilet paper anymore. You have to use the family cloth, which I'm still not comfortable saying. I have to wash it. I have to wash it every time. I mean, immediately.
You would have to do a load of that laundry every single night, right? You would, whatever day's movements happened, whatever accumulated that evening, you would need to do a quick load of laundry, get those things clean, and get them out. They can't sit there,
and
right?
Remember the father of the century that called earlier, you know, that hero when we opened the Look How Good I Am lines. He's got 6 kids himself, most likely a wife. That's how kids get made. There's 8 of you in a house. I know that I'm flying through Charmin right now. I mean, I have a house, 2 cats, 3 kids, bunch of neighbors, kid we babysit, myself, Buck, and the ghost of the dead man that lived there before me. And we're ripping through toilet paper. So you're going to be going through these cloths willy-nilly. And you have that hamper. I mean, I'm saying if you had to, I got to use it and wash it immediately. I mean, walk right to a sink and clean it. Because that smell.
I mean, the person's quoted as saying it's a financial thing, that they're basically flushing money down the toilet. How financially strapped would you need to be where
you're cutting toilet paper.
Oh,
there's
man.
A lot
no,
of things I'm no. cutting before I'm cutting toilet paper.
I'm cutting off. No.
Cable.
Heat.
I'll be cold before.
I'll be cold before I'm getting rid of toilet paper. I can't tell you what. It comes down to a neck and neck tie between toilet paper and clean water. I'll eat crabgrass and boogers. I need nice triple ply Charmin. And you got to think too. And again, I'll prevent myself from being graphic here. But you know, as I've gotten a little bit older, all right, it's never just one and done. I'm cleaning quite a bit these days. A lot of times I have to take a shower yes. afterwards. So one cleansing cloth, two cleansing cloths, three cleansing cloths.
Yeah. Texter says my sister uses cloth diapers. She's literally doing laundry every day because she has three kids all in diapers.
Yeah. Oh. If I'm a quad wiper, nah, hard pass. Let's go to the phones, 410-338-1098. Let's talk to Jacqueline and Towson. Good morning, dear.
Hi, we cloth diaper our son.
Oh, really?
My husband gags while he changes them.
Ooh. I mean, you're going to gag regardless, but you got to think. I mean, are you washing that immediately? Like, with my disposable diapers... There's a whole process. Roll it up, strap, bag, garbage, yeah, right. out of my house.
So what do you do with these cloth ones? Like, you throw them in the washing machine fully loaded?
No, not with poop in it. You have to flush the poop. So you just dump the poop in, and then you put them in the washing machine.
So you
there's no poop going in the washing machine.
So you go over to the toilet. Mm-hmm. And no part of this is disposable. It's just all cloth. He goes right in the cloth.
I use a disposable liner, so it's basically almost like a paper towel, and I flush all that.
I think I heard him. Is he there?
Oh, he's totally here, yeah.
See, there is a...
She rinses them in the toilet.
Oh, my God, out of nowhere. Oh, like a wash basin?
Sir, are you on board with this, or are you just going along with this because your wife, this is what she wants?
I refuse to use them. I use disposables when I wash them.
Hey, cough twice if you've got a Tinder profile she doesn't know about. Sorry, let's go to... Oh, he's just coughing. Let's go to Dave in Baltimore. Dave, good morning. Talking about the family cloth as opposed to the toilet paper.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I can't envision any scenario where that would work in my house. On the rarefied day of the one time of the month that I get a clean break and a one-wipe wonder... Otherwise, it's like two cycles of wipes. So there's no way that scenario is ever going to work for me unless we get a bidet.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I just have a hazmat situation.
I'm telling you, the older I get, the more maintenance I have to do, and every other one I'm getting in the shower these days. I mean, every other one. I have the cleanest ass in the 39 years I've been on this earth right now from spending time in the shower. Let's go to David, Rising Sun. Good morning. We'll do one more here.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I love the show, but this morning I come on and listening to this toilet paper debacle. If you live in town where you got to pay for town water, and you're washing these things over and over again, you're paying out somewhere. So
right.
is it really?
Like a Rob Peter
really saving you money?
Type thing.
Is it really even saving you money because you're doing way more laundry?
Yeah, I'm washing way more. The electricity to turn on the washer
hot
dryer.
Water.
Or if you're, yeah, exactly.
Water
hot
bill.
Water, soap, and all that. Yeah, just.
Be a man and wipe it with your hand.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Spring break. We had a conversation being that I guess spring break has either just ended or is still going on. Certain parts of the country, and we were kind of reminiscing about the MTV era spring break spectaculars and what have you. And then, you know, Scott, you brought it up in the middle of the conversation about what's the documentary, the show about spring break? You were
Liberated.
Referencing? Liberated. And someone said that they watched it and then they held their daughter close because of just the horrific stuff in the middle of it.
Imagine being a parent and seeing your daughter on that.
Yeah. Or imagine like being the dude home. That's forever on this thing. I mean, you are permanently in this piece as the guy that is this girl unwillingly, by the sounds of it, took her top off and is getting felt up. You're on film, man.
Yeah, there's one dude who full on, in full view of the camera, just sexually assaults this girl on the beach. And then turns to the camera and, like, I think the camera guy, the documentary guy, even asks him. He's like, hey, what was that all about? He's like, oh, man, did you see that? He's, like, bragging about it to the camera. And I'm
spring
like, what?
Break! Yeah. Capify! You just raped someone. Woo-hoo! Like, man, you might not want to go and get more daiquiris and beers from the liquor store. You might want to turn yourself into authorities.
Well, imagine all the girls that were involved in the Girls Gone Wild videos, which used a lot of footage from Spring Break, or gathered footage from Spring Breaks, mm-hmm. rather.
They basically just went to where the debauchery was at, shoved a camera in someone's face, and then if they were, I guess, lucky is the wrong term to use, but whatever, got them back on that RV. The RV motorhome on the Girls Gone Wild were so skeezy. It was just the creepiest thing. Because they would always show like 10 girls, and 9 of them looked like they were crazy, turned up into it. And then there'd be one girl, you're like, oh, she is not into this at all.
So have you seen some of the Girls Gone Wild? I've never actually watched a video.
Oh, no, you'd see those infomercials. I actually never had like a full DVD or VHS or whatever the hell they came on. Because I understood that if you subscribed to them, it was borderline impossible to get the damn things to stop showing up. But you'd see those infomercials, man, and that was a different time. That does not fly these days. That's a gross, weird, different, sun-drenched time. Spring break, we talked about it and reminisced. Maybe not as fun and frivolous as we thought it was.
Spring break underway. Some kids have already gone somewhere out there this week. And Mike sent us an article. I just watched a documentary on Netflix called Liberated, The New Sexual Revolution, where filmmakers explore how pop culture shapes the new generation's beliefs about gender, sexuality, violence on display among students in spring break. I never went to spring break, but it's what goes on nowadays is just insanity.
God, you know what a dweeb I was. I've told this on the show before. I went to went to skateboard camp. Well, my friends went to Daytona, Ocean City, Fort Lauderdale, wherever the hell else. Justin's learning to do heel flips for $1,000 a week.
Every decision that you made in life led you to this moment. Remember that.
Yeah.
Had you had gone down there, you could have, who knows?
I could have gotten someone pregnant by accident way earlier than I did.
Yes.
Way earlier. Right. No one's having sex with me down there. Not a chance. I'm the one doing the beer run, hoping to get invited to the party. And who here forgot about the MTV specials?
Oh, yeah.
They used to cover it. They started their spring break coverage in 1986. And you had amazing musical performances. You had, Pauly Shore made his career doing those things. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. Weasel at the Beach, covered in bandanas and whatever the hell else down there. And, oh, my God. You know what? That was the first time I was introduced to side boob. MTV spring break coverage of the side boob.
Love side
unbelievable.
Boob. I don't know what's better, side boob or under boob.
Absolutely, side or under. Cleavage is over. The cleavage, Ohio, is over. Under boob or side boob these days?
Yeah, the article Mike sent us, there's the thing I watched on Netflix, which was, maybe I'm just getting old, but I don't think it was like this back in the day.
Mm.
It says, Mounted Police, this is Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Mounted Police charged drunken teens brawls on the sand, right? Okay, fine. Yeah. The scent of drugs in the air, which I think the weed is now more prevalent than it's ever been with all the vape and the edibles.
Yeah,
and
you can consume it. It looks like you're just eating a cookie.
And sex in public.
Oh, yeah.
This documentary I watched, it was like crazy. What's going on nowadays?
So
what's with these kids?
410-338-1098. I thought in my soon-to-be elderly ass mind that is spring break even a thing anymore? And apparently it's just bigger than ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's as big as it's ever been. And now you used to have to talk to a girl.
No.
You used to have to talk to a guy, hit him up on MySpace, maybe. Open up Tinder and get swiping.
Well, that's the thing. It's the hookup culture nowadays. I mean, this documentary, you watch this one kid. I can't remember where he's from, but he's got an accent. He's from Europe. I think he's like Irish or something.
Yeah.
And he's good looking. And he just cleans up. I mean, cleans up, and you watch these girls that are also now, you know, part of this, like, hookup culture where it's just like, hey, you go have sex. It's like, it's like going to make out with somebody. What making out used to be is now just sex. You make out, you have sex with somebody, then you go, all right, nice to meet you, and then you just leave and you walk away, you go about your day. You don't even think twice about it.
I think one generation from now, I think with online shaming, with people posting DMs, Tinder hookup disasters, by the time Stella and Evan are of age, I think it's swinging back to the way it was in the 40s, man. I'm thinking monogamy will be the thing. That'll be it, because I think it's reaching such a critical mass down there. Whoa! Look at super young Sofia Vergara. E! Online did a whole 22 most popular moments from spring break history, and there is a fresh-faced and still well-endowed prior to being engaged to Joe Manganiello. Ugh, God, the Osborne kids, what a bunch of pale lumps they were. Yeah, let's get turned!
But it's going down. My house party.
Spring Break, 2018. I believe it's in the books.
Well, I was looking at the dates. It was like 1 week in the books, but some colleges are there now. And
yeah.
It kind of varies. It's like a month window.
Because usually final exam day is anywhere from February 12th to March 4th, and then people go to spring break afterwards, March 4th to 10th, but then you could stretch that afterwards. Really, spring break is kind of what you make it, but God, there's entire articles here. Port Aransas police are off to a running start for spring break in Texas, and it's just cops chasing dudes. There they are, hanging out on the beach, and there's just guys running down sand dunes, bros punching other bros. They are running out of taser ammunition. Oh, my God. They're using so many tasers. The plugs that they put in that they can fire one time. Shout out Kirk McEwen. They got to order more. Mike, you looked at the spring breaks on MTV yesterday when we were talking about this, and you said you just had such a desire to go.
Yeah, even now. Right now, I have such a desire to be there. But yeah, watching MTV back in the late 90s when they always had a big event down there and stage set up and were there all week, probably longer than a week. I don't remember, but God, it was such a scene. You just wanted to be there.
Half of me wanted to be there, but kind of be on the outskirts, because the other half of me was like, if I get caught inside of that crowd, I'm not going to be able to go to the bathroom. If I'm just wedged inside of that group of people, I feel like I'm going to get trapped in there and I'm not going to be able to go. Oh, I feel like I'm hyperventilating. Oh, God, I feel like I'm hyperventilating. Oh, that's right. I'm going to skateboard camp, you zilch. You don't have to worry about that in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
I never had the money to go to spring break, but I would have been the fat friend that had to wear the T-shirt the whole time, and yeah, I just would have been in the back, fat and hairy.
You got
nose.
The suns out, guns out, long shirt.
Yeah, I would have never cashed in.
There's a lot of golden, beautiful bodies down there. I would not have been one of them. 410-338-1098. Let's jump to the phones real quick. Our boy Jeremy in Edgewood. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
What up?
What's that?
What's up?
Hey, not much, man. I'm at work trying to get this day through.
Gotcha.
So I can get down there.
Well, so, are you taking off?
I'm flying down to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow about 7 o'clock, so I'll get there around 11 o'clock at night.
Now, how old are you?
24.
Height and weight?
5'9", a generous 190.
There you go.
So you're a little bit on the chubby side?
Piece of ass.
I wouldn't say chubby, I'm chubby. I got a beer belly.
My dude.
What are you packing? What's in your suitcase?
Shorts, Hawaiian t-shirts, and a couple boxes of condoms.
There you go.
Strap up. Yeah. Keep it safe. Swim safe.
Now, do you have any... Do you have any kind of standards?
No, absolutely not.
My guy, congratulations. You're getting laid this weekend. You're going to get the goods,
buddy.
Yeah, I'm
sorry,
Jeff. Are you going to be
absolutely not.
You're cleaning up? You're going to be the cleanup hitter?
Yeah, absolutely. Always am.
My guy. Hey, it's the guy that hunts the weak and wounded of the pack that eats first. So are you going down there with the squad, or are you going down there on your own?
I'm going down there with my squad. It's my buddy John's bachelor party. Shout out. Congratulations.
There you go.
We're taking about 18 of us down.
Damn.
That's a big squad.
Rolling deep. 24-year-old Jeremy, 5-year senior.
Do you plan on getting arrested at any point?
Hopefully not.
It might happen, though, right?
You never know, man.
Of your crew, 18 deep, who's most likely and why to get arrested in that group?
My buddy TJ, because he's only 19.
Oh, a little underage drinking. Okay, easy with that.
Yeah, we take him with us everywhere, though, so.
Oh, that's nice. Buying beer for an underage guy. Mike, putting him on hold. Be sure to give his information to the local BPD and to the Fort Lauderdale Police. Yeah, don't mess with any police horses. That's the thing. I see a lot of footage of guys going up like, hey, smack that police horse on the ass. I mean, I guess if you want to go have it as a... Oh! Boom! Thing kicks you in the chest, and then you have to breathe with an iron lung the rest of your life.
Texter says, thanks for the spring break reminder. Shaking my head, my 18-year-old daughter is leaving for Cancun this morning.
Oh, no. Oh, are you ready to be a grandmother?
Yeah, just don't think about it.
Congratulations. You've got a little one on the way.
This is when I've already... I'm prepping for the future, but this is when you just hope that everything you've instilled in her up until this point will kick in when she's in a moment of indecision.
Yeah.
Maybe mommy's voice or daddy's voice pops into the head and goes, Sweetie, don't do this. You know, you shouldn't be doing this. You just hope that you've prepped them enough.
It's not even her. It's her friends. You got to be careful of her friends, too, who she's rolling around with.
I'm not having sex with all of you. You're going to go
right
one at a time.
Just one at a time. At
one
least.
At a time. All right. You guys all in the same band? Yeah. Oh, wow. Look, you've all got matching uniforms on. Oh, this is awesome. No, I'd love another hit off of that crack rock. Ah, yes. Would someone do me a solid and pour me some St. Ides? That looks delicious.
Let's Mike go, says to, go to line one.
John in Baltimore. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What about you, brother?
Looks like you're going to Cancun, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to Cancun. I'm actually going with my dad, my little sister, but I decided to, they let me plan the hotel. So I chose to go to a family-friendly resort, but it's right next to Hard Rock and Grand Oasis, which are throwing like two of the biggest parties for spring break.
Yes. I was going to say, that sounded like the worst spring break ever. My dad and my little sister, we're going to go play tic-tac-toe on the beach.
I've got a walk right next to the hotel. It's just to go party next door. So.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh,
yeah, virile.
What's your height and weight?
I'm 5'10", probably 180.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, and I don't know if it's just the videos and pictures I'm looking at, but it seems like the obesity epidemic is trickling down.
What do you mean?
Into the youth.
That there's a lot of fat people?
It's just, I remember...
Not as many hard bodies.
Yeah, not
Who
as
many... Who was the dude? Eric Nice? Remember Eric Nice from The Grind?
Yeah.
The Grind. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the bodies in some of these shots, and they're not quite as chiseled as some of the people we saw in like the late 90s MTV spring breaks. I'm seeing dad bodies on 22-year-olds.
We still got that caller on there?
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, what's going on? John, still there?
What celebrity do you most resemble? You good-looking guy?
I've actually been told a couple times Ryan Gosling.
So. Oh, look at this guy! Get the f*** out of here, my guy. Okay. The sound of your voice, I was going to go Whoopi Goldberg.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
So, boy oh boy, not a good day for dogs on Wednesday or Thursday. Josh is doing all kinds of stories about dogs being sent to the wrong part of the world and dogs being put in overhead bins, dying. And, you know, I still think you're right, Josh. You said something on Thursday about there being like missing parts of this story about how someone could put a dog in an overhead and it's in there long enough to where I think the cause of death was suffocation.
It sounds like it.
That's gonna
it
take
sure
a bit.
Sounds like it.
It's going to take a little bit.
I think they'll have to do an autopsy.
Yeah.
But here's the bottom line. Here's the lesson. Here's the request from me. Would somebody please abide by the rule, if you see something, say something?
Yeah.
Okay? If you see a dog being stowed in an overhead bin, make a ruckus.
Yeah, I mean, how many people, like, you've been on a plane, right? How many people, let's say it's one of those planes where there's three seats on each side, right? So you got the three people that are directly underneath it. You got the three people that are directly from across it. That's six people. Now you can times that six by... You can make that 12 people. You can make it 18. There had to be probably 18 people in direct witness of this, within feet of this happening.
Yeah.
And you could even maybe go out even a row further. 20, do the math. I'm not good. 24 people.
I'll even 30 people
probably, like, maybe even witnessed this. You hear dog barking, that's, you're going to hear that Rose back. And mm-hmm. You hear a baby crying. You hear a baby crying all the way across the plane.
You're going to hear a dog barking, even though I know it's a French bulldog. I mean, Mike, you have a Frenchie. How loud is a Frenchie's bark?
He's got a pretty big bark.
You got good pipes to it, especially when in, like, distress. Like, you ever accidentally stepped on his paw?
Oh, yeah, he's screamed before.
It makes, like, a loud, freaked-out scream.
One time a cat attacked him, and he screamed like a girl.
Not one of those people said something.
No one. Earbuds in, eyes down, on my iPad, me. Like me.
How about you, the other thing is, these flight attendants, somebody sometimes needs to tell them to go F themselves.
Bit of a power trip.
Yeah.
Dial it back
a
little bit.
Hey, guess what, lady? F you. My dog ain't going in the overhead.
You suck. All right, coming up, really gnarly dog news on Behind the Curtain.
Not only do airlines shrink your leg room, drag you off flights, and tether you to your chair if you're caught pleasuring yourself in front of passengers, now they're killing dogs. A United Airlines flight attendant insisted that a puppy be stowed in an overhead bin. A live puppy! A mother and her two daughters were traveling with the dog. A witness says the flight attendant didn't know that there was a dog in the bag, but other people say it was very clear that a dog was in the overhead bin.
Yeah, everybody heard the dog in the flight.
It was barking. United says it takes full responsibility and calls it a tragic accident that should never have occurred, as pets should never be put in an overhead bin. The French bulldog he said some very aggressive things about this person, about this flight attendant. The French bulldog was in a small pet carrier designed to fit under an airline seat, but for some reason the flight attendant insisted that it go in the overhead bin where it died. Last year alone, 18 animals died while being transported on United. 18 on United, when there were 6 cases on all other U.S. airlines combined. And you'll remember less than a year ago, United had their hired goons beat up a poor guy and drag him out of the seat he paid for. Who could forget that?
Yeah. Who apologizes more, Lena Dunham or United? They're terrible at this point. I mean, you got guys getting tased and yanked off of flights. You're having puppies die in the overhead bin. I mean, hell, it might even be been them. Remember I told you that story years ago? I was traveling for stand-up, and there was the pet retrieval area where you would go and pick up your pets and pick up some stuff, like, I guess, special checked baggage, and that included the cargo hold where the pets were.
Right.
And this lady behind the counter, with all the customer service of an overnight minimum wage fast food worker, was over there like, cat, schnauzer, puppy, cocker spaniel didn't make it. I'm like, whoa! What? Just all the same way, like, we ain't got bacon today. Sorry, we don't have pickles. Your dog's dead. And just, I'm sitting there at this roundabout. As a matter of fact, I think I was in Dallas, Fort Worth. Oh. And just, you see like 15 people looking like, Jesus. A little bedside manner, ma'am. A little bedside manner. Just dropped it on the counter.
She probably does that all day, every day.
All day, every day. So now, Mike Anderson, French bulldog aficionado.
Yeah, sit home.
Did you cry when you read this?
I didn't cry, but I mean, there's actual photos of the dog in the bag, deceased, which, if you really want to bring it home,
yeah, I want to
look
see
at those.
No.
But yeah, who the hell, after hearing this, you couldn't pay me enough to take my dog on an airline. There's no way. We're even going to Florida this year and we're driving down because I'm taking the dog with us. I will drive the 20 hours to Florida.
It'll be a lovely trip.
Instead of putting your dog underneath the plane.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. I can't say I blame you, man. It's just, there's a whole lot. I mean, like, A, when just common sense goes out the window, it blows my mind. This flight attendant, right? What are you doing? Hey, relax. I get you. I don't know. Is she worried about her job? If she doesn't do her job right, maybe she'll be fine. Like, why do you insist so hard? This common sense not creep in and go, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea to put a dog in an overhead bin.
Put the dog in the bin.
And then to be the owner. Like, Mike, if you were that owner, would you just ever concede to doing that?
I mean,
I guess.
Now knowing that they don't have air up there and that they probably are very well could die, no. But, I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, if the flight attendant says it's okay and it's just right,
maybe,
up there above your head.
Good point. You think, like, you're looking to her because she's on these planes all day, every day, and I guess you would assume that she would know it would be safe.
Well, let's be honest. Flight attendants are really just there to be sky waitresses. Okay. Not exactly medical experts.
Not veterinarians of the sky.
Yeah, why don't you stick to serving me food?
Spiegel, you open your carry-on after you land in Miami.
Yeah.
And there's Farfel's lifeless body laying there. I mean, what do you do?
I would go berserk. But I would never, if the flight attendant had forced me to put the dog in I would have walked off the plane. I would have left. So I blame the woman.
Okay. This dog's going to go one of two places, in my lap or in you. Where do you want the dog to cozy up for the next 6 hours? This dog either spends the next 5 hours and 45 minutes inside of your gaping chest cavity, or it'll sit in my lap as I feed it peanut chunks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's the picture.
Yeah, here's the dog.
I can't look, dude.
And there he is in the bag.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Well, so it's suffocated. I guess it's suffocated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't like. I'm kind of with Mike though. If she says to put it up there, then maybe you're just like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't think there wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. It's just dark, and then maybe he'll just go to sleep or something, like fall asleep. Oh, he's in a dark, cozy place. He's in the plane. He's 3 feet from me. I can breathe. Why can't he breathe? You know.
Right. And you're taking their advice. You figure this is their job. They know what they're talking about.
Didn't make it.
Oh, I strangle that woman.
Let's be honest. These flight attendants are good at one thing, and that's throwing pretzels at passengers.
Yeah. Serving half cans of soda.
Yeah.
So many people drink a half effing can of soda. Plus the ice. It's not even half a can.
Can I please have the rest of that soda?
No, you get a quarter can. Shut up and sit down.
And
I'm going to kill your dog.
I don't want to sound sexist, but when did flight attendants start being like 60 years old? I mean, what?
Well, that's ageist, wouldn't it be an
ageist? Is it ageist?
I guess
that. Is it ageist? I don't know.
Okay, I need someone pleasant to look at. I'll never fly again.
My favorite flight attendant is the extremely large, extremely turbo gay man. I love nothing more than a very heavy set, 250-pound gay man.
Nice meaty fupa.
Big, big front area who is just keeping you chuckling through the whole.
Pants way too high.
I'm going to give you the rest of this Sprite. Know that I don't want to, but I'm going to.
Yeah. Well, if you think that was a horrible story, you can let me know if you think this tops it. A seventh grade science teacher in Idaho is in trouble after feeding a live puppy to one of his reptiles in front of students.
Oh, what
happened after class had ended. So the dog, described as sick, was fed to a snapping turtle. I didn't even know snapping turtles were capable of eating a puppy.
Oh, man, you ever seen a big one?
Oh, yeah, dude.
A big snapping turtle could bite your arm off at the elbow.
Mm-hmm. Well, some students and parents are actually defending the science teacher.
I've only heard him like feed like mice or birds to his animals. I feel a little bit better that it was a puppy that was going to die, not just a healthy puppy.
If it was a deformed puppy and it was going to die anyway, Kraus is very much circle of life.
He's the best science teacher Preston Junior High has.
What I have learned in the last 4 days is disgusting. It's sick. It is sick. Allowing children to watch an innocent baby puppy scream because it is being fed to an animal. That is violence. That is not okay.
I think baby puppy's a little redundant.
That is violence. I mean, that happens
every second of every day on this planet. What I mean, that's life. That is a circle of life.
Angie's
right?
keeping the kids late.
By
Angie's
that logic, them late. Should we feed the elderly to like crocodiles? I mean, where do we draw the line here?
For Mike, that. We're not in the food chain anymore. We've removed ourselves.
Well, either
from the
dogs.
Food chain.
I mean, they're pretty much idea. Our creation.
I'm against the dog being fed to a turtle, but I'm for the elderly being. Fed
I actually
to
go on
a
record as saying that's how I want
to
go now. Feed me to alligators when I'm in fever.
I mean, if you're going to do that, at least euthanize I know they like live animals, a lot of these reptiles. At least euthanize the dog and then, like, shake it with a stick or something. Don't make it suffer.
I mean, this must be one hell of a science teacher for them to be defending him.
Man, the thought of a deformed puppy, too?
No, don't feed me to the turtle.
Eye on the back of its head, some Chernobyl cocker spaniel. Oh, man, this is not a good day for puppies.
Idaho police are trying to figure out if the teacher should be charged.
Oh, yeah, you do that with a deformed kitten. You're getting the old chainsaw back rub.
Although, now that this is national news, I guarantee you some wackadoo.
What?
I'm not going to say, you know, travels all the way there to confront him. But, I mean, his life, I'm sure right now, is turned upside down. Because you know all the animal lovers in this country that are up in arms about something like this.
And in related news, local snapping turtle brimming with joy. Full belly and the eyes of the world on him.
Yeah, but isn't this, I don't know. I got a lot of thoughts about this. We're dog worshiping culture. We have giant box stores that are just filled with stuff for your dog.
I think you meant fur baby.
You know, sweaters and whatever else. And it's like...
Backpacks. What's a dog putting in a backpack?
So it's okay if we throw a rat in there, right?
Yeah. I would rather
it's okay
be...
if you throw a mouse in there?
Uh-huh,
what about
yeah.
chicken?
Mouse.
Chicken okay?
Heck yeah.
All those are okay. Cat?
Albinos.
Cat?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Puppy? No?
No.
What about a ferret?
Yeah, right in the middle. Just crunch them right in the center. Just a long, gross
rat. I mean, I don't personally like the idea of feeding them anything live. Why can't, like I said earlier, you euthanize the animal and then
Mike, that's what happens in the wild. Do you think
yeah, but this isn't the wild. You're just throwing it into a cage.
People from
well,
Quebec.
At least in the wild, the animal has a chance. Yeah. It's one thing when the predator catches its prey, but it's another thing when you just, you know,
Mike,
feed
go
it to
every
them.
Pet store in the world.
Oh, I know it happens.
And they have just tanks full of live mice that are just bred to be eaten.
I guess Mike's point, he's talking about like in nature, like, yeah, the dog
I know what he's saying.
Might be able to run away. In this case, you have a much larger creature just shoving this Puppy McNugget in this horrible snapping turtle's mouth, which I would like to see. I mean, Maryland has some pretty big snapping turtles. Some of those pincers on those things are like the jaws
You're
of
not
death.
Kidding. They can take your arm off.
Yeah, they'll lop a finger off like a overcooked hot dog.
Comment from the turtle.
I'm walking on sunshine.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Celebrities that you find hot that other people might scoff at. Other people might look and say, you're really into Danny DeVito? Like you're steamed up for Roseanne, John Goodman. Was there one that jumped out yesterday? I know there was a post up at facebook.com/JustinScottandSpiegel. We had that up there. Was there a thread?
You know, I was surprised by a lot of the choices that women had on our Facebook thread, and a lot of them were comedians. Which again, you know, it's not a secret that women are attracted to personality.
Oh, you can just make them laugh.
Exactly.
Which is full of S.
Like Seth Rogen was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made a lot of lists. Like celebrities that aren't attractive but yet are attractive.
Yeah, Crispin Glover. Okay, here's a theme. I noticed a lot of the Impractical Jokers. Like all the guys from Impractical Jokers.
Really?
All the guys, I think all of them except one were accounted for in that thread. If you scroll through, all of them were accounted for. Okay, no, Joe, Eric Stoltz from Mask, not attractive. Okay, not funny. But yeah, Jack Black, Vince Vaughn, God, who else? Who's the lead singer of Fish?
Trey Anastasio.
Nancy Powell LaPira thinks Trey Anastasio is a slice.
What?
Is a slice.
Yeah, man, it's just weird what people, you know. And there are people, too, that just are considered good looking, but they're not conventional. Like, everybody agrees, like, oh my God, this person, like, the one I keep thinking of is like Adam Driver. A lot of women find him like very attractive. And it's like, but when you look at him, you're like, man, that's an odd person to consider attractive, but yet he is somehow attractive.
Do you agree that in this world, I once heard that there's two types of people? You're either a bird or you're a turtle.
I'm a bird.
He's a bird.
You must be a turtle.
I'm a bird.
You're a bird?
Oh, I'm birdish. Oh, yeah.
Is it just looks or is it overall?
It's all like stout strength, like a larger, broad-shouldered person.
Damn, I'm a bird.
You're a bird. I'm a bird.
I don't like that.
And then Seth Rogen, turtle. Give me, name any actor or actress. Name one.
Brad Pitt.
Bird.
The Rock. Turtle. Got to be turtle, right?
Turtle. Yeah. Turtle. Hiddleston. Turtle. Jack Black. Turtle. Trey Anastasio. Bird. Steve Buscemi. Bird. Murr from the Practical Jokers. Turtle.
Like, I'm going through the Facebook feed that we had up earlier in the week. Like, here's one. Adrian Brody. Like, look at him.
Bird.
But he's not, like, conventionally right good-looking, but yet people fall all over him. He's like, if he wasn't a Hollywood actor and he just worked at, like, a Burger King, would you even look at him
no,
twice?
No, if he was, like, one of the Geek Squad fixing your iMac, no, he ain't getting any of the squish.
And I feel
squish.
Like that doesn't translate to women as much. Like, there's not that, like, they're either hot or they're kind of hot or they're not.
Like, Amy Schumer is on the list.
Turtle. Coming up. Celebrities that others might not find attractive that just steam your veggies. I'm behind the curtain.
And this came to our attention last week, I believe.
Yeah, Mike.
Our videographer, J-Boss, Justine.
Hello.
I like the hair, too, by the way.
Why, thank you.
You dyed your hair darker.
Yes, I did.
Look at you.
I had a Zooey Deschanel moment.
Yeah, I like
kind
it.
Kind of brunette. You're just a brunette now.
I am. Yeah, mixing it up.
So you tweeted out, Instagrammed out, whatever the hell it was. One of the platforms. Was it on Twitter, Mike? Twitter?
Yes.
February 28th.
There you go. You got it?
She tweets out, what a fox, hashtag dreamboat, hashtag tremors, hashtag Kevin Bacon.
What a fox, dreamboat, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, when I first saw this post, I just followed Justine on Twitter, and I saw this post, and I'm like, is this a joke? And then, I mean, I came to the conclusion it wasn't. And then I had to ask other people. I'm like, have I just been mistaken my entire life? Is Kevin Bacon actually, do women find him attractive?
No.
Well, I mean, why are you so surprised by that, Mike? It's Kevin Bacon. Like, hasn't he been considered an attractive Hollywood man for years?
Like, if you told me you found Guy Fieri super attractive, I'd be like, okay, right. That's strange.
That would elicit more of that kind of response.
But yeah, Kevin Bacon, I mean, God, Kevin Bacon, he's beautiful in Tremors. He was a sinister son of a bitch in Hollow Man, but still beautiful. And Footloose danced our way into the
hearts. Yeah, man. I don't know. Dreamboat. I guess coming from you, it was surprising because you're a little bit younger. Mike and Justin and just said, you know, when the hell was that movie, the dancing movie?
84.
84.
How old were you in 84?
I was born in 92.
See?
Exactly. Right.
So that's
I grew up watching Tremors. My dad loved it.
That's weird movie to grow up watching.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Saving the world from these giant worms. And, you know,
and ever since then, you've just been enamored with Kevin Bacon.
What's
not
to like?
And the one thing I noticed about the photo that she did tweet out, what is it about Kevin that stands out? What feature is the most...
Is it the teeth or the hair?
It's just the size of the head.
He's got a huge head.
He's got a giant cranium.
I Love Dick is a film that he did in 2016, a television show where he plays a cowboy alongside Catherine Hahn, Roberta Calindres, and Griffin Dunn. And if you're a fan of Kevin Bacon and you want to see him a little bit more rustic, a little bit more cowboy, I Love Dick.
Yeah.
Check that out. It's a TV series. I think it came out
on
a lot
of people around here do.
Amazon Video. They love that show. I'm trying to pitch it to people for years. So if you're like me and you're into I Love Dick, check it out.
And you put a poll up, right, Mike?
I did.
And what were the results of the poll?
I believe it was 73% of people said no, Kevin Bacon is not attractive.
Mm. Yeah, how is not attractive?
I think it's only
what?
Me. Because
I have been receiving nothing but judgment ever since this tweet.
The Anderson agenda
came knocking on my door.
Yeah. What is the Anderson agenda?
The Anderson agenda.
Now you feel the effects.
The Anderson agenda.
Unbelievable what he does.
Well, what did
unbelievable.
Your fiance say about this?
Who, for the record, couldn't look less like Kevin Bacon?
Right. Yeah. Well, at first, you know, everyone's saying, well, he's just so ordinary looking. And...
to say he's not attractive.
We Googled Kevin Bacon hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
there's some good pictures. All right, yeah, and my fiance was like, yeah, he's a babe.
He's got, for me, it's the nose. He's got like a pig nose.
He's got a pig nose. I don't even notice his nose.
What? Is that a pig nose?
Your
nose
turns up a big man.
It does turn up a
hold
little
on. Well, the shot I'm looking at is the oh, let me see.
Kevin, Bacon hot.
Look at him leaning against his Cadillac.
Bacon looks like a pig.
God. Look at him with his shirt off.
Oh, look at that.
Look, he wears the hell out of a tank top. But I just have always thought he looked odd. Like, every time I see him in a movie,
all right,
I'm like,
well, you also, what's the chick that you like that I think looks odd?
Oh, Olivia Wilde?
Olivia Wilde. She is the most oddest looking person I've ever seen. She looks like an alien.
So another one for me was Nick Foles after the Super Bowl.
Hold on, Nick?
I was like, I think I have a crush on Nick Foles.
Let me get a look at Nick Foles.
They just go, eh.
Ah, no. That kid helps you with your geometry homework.
He looks so dopey.
I was going to say, like, your fiancé is a damn dreamboat. He's...
oh, stunning.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
He couldn't look less like drippy Nick Foles and odd but attractive Kevin Bacon.
Well, what's the People magazine, like the best looking, what is the People magazine?
Hottest man of the year.
Yeah, Blake Shelton just won it. Kevin Bacon has had to be on that list at some point in time, right? He's that kind of level. He's that level,
Has he ever won that? Look it up. In the meantime, I love Dick. Watch that series on Amazon. If you like Kevin Bacon, you like some of the little Western. 1984, Footloose comes out, starring Kevin Bacon. Jay Boss, our videographer, video technician, if you've ever seen anything that we've shot on film, it's usually her handiwork. She's not born until the early 90s. But yet she looks at Kevin Bacon, calls him a dreamboat.
Dreamboat.
Dreamboat boy, looking good in Tremors. Super weird. So we also said, hey, what are some other stars and actresses or just people of note that you might find attractive that other people might kind of scratch their head at? And we tweeted it out. We put up a link on Facebook, facebook.com/JSS98Rock. Martha Stewart.
She's just hot.
Frank Messick says Martha Stewart gets it going for him.
Mike, yeah, but she's not ugly attractive. She's just attractive. She was a model.
Was she a model? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nicole Dell says Edward Norton, who turned down the role of the Hulk. Bet you wish you jumped on that financial train right now. Shout out Mark Ruffalo. You listened to your agent's advice. Some other stuff that we got here. Lauren Lapkus. If you looked her up, she's a comedian. You probably recognized her from some Funny or Die stuff. She ain't bad to look at.
Who's the one with the space between her teeth, Mike? The one that you always bring up.
Oh... from Cape Fear.
Michael Strahan?
You're talking about... God damn it.
It's Michael Strahan. While you think of it, I'll give you one of mine. Annie Lennox. Annie Lennox, baby. Oh, yeah. This is the Steve Aoki remix of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Were you thinking of Juliette Lewis?
A terrible remix. Juliette Lewis.
No, but I have Juliette Lewis on my list over here. Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank is
another one who is, what do we call these people? Ugly, attractive, ugly? Like, are they attractive?
I wouldn't say ugly. I don't think any of these people are ugly. But I think, and obviously beauty's in the eye of the beholder, according to that Dove ad. But I think people that you might not, just jump right into. Leonardo DiCaprio. Charlize Theron.
Adam Driver.
Is
Kylo Ren from also from Girls.
Oh boy, when he took his shirt off in that theater, you heard all kinds of ladies going, oh.
Right, but have you ever Google imaged him? His ears are the biggest thing you've ever seen. That's why he has long hair.
He looks like an alien.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the military. That was a military man. What
the hell's the name of that chick with them weird teeth, Mike? God damn it.
Fairuza Balk.
Yes, her. That girl.
Which one?
Fairuza Balk.
Oh, I love Fairuza Balk. That's one of my... Dude, that's up there. That's like my top three. Fairuza Balk in The Craft
and American History X, even though she played a total dirtbag in that role. Don't get me started on The Water Boy. Steamed my beans real good.
Yeah, she's a very strange attractive.
She's terrifyingly attractive.
She doesn't have bad teeth. She just has a big mouth.
She has all the teeth.
Yeah, she got a great smile. Why did I think her teeth were more spaced apart?
Eat tacos.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones, 410-338-1098. Baltimore Joe, our old buddy checking in. What's up, B-More Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey!
Hey, missed talking to you guys.
Love you.
And I can't wait to see you on Bacon and Beer, too.
You called a week ago.
Good morning, Josh, by the way.
Oh, good morning.
Good form.
My person that everybody gives me a bunch of flack for is Michelle Rodriguez.
She's stunning.
I did hottest odd-looking celebrities or whatever I typed in, and she made every list. And I'm like, what?
Really?
She's beautiful. She's a little butchy or whatever. She's a little rough around the edges.
She's a little aggro, but I love that.
And so do I. I think she's a beautiful Latino woman. I got no problem with her.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I know. I love her. And she's you know who you need to look up? Look up Jazzy Gabbert. JazzyGabbert. She is this German pro wrestler who might as well just be Brock Lesnar with a flat top, but she's a lady. Thick thighs. Thick thighs. I just want her to open palm strike me in the face repeatedly until I either black out or achieve. Love Jazzy Gabbert, the alpha female. Let's go to, this might be who you're thinking of with the gap teeth. I don't know why this is the first thing we said. Kenny and PA,
no,
what's
no,
up?
No, it's not her.
No?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing,
good,
buddy?
How are you?
I think that Sandra Barnhart is the opposite of good looking.
Yeah, but do you find her oddly attractive, though?
No, not at all.
So you're just calling in to just say somebody that you think is ugly.
You're just calling ugly.
Yeah.
It's not really the best, but that's cool.
And there he went.
You got hung up!
Sandra Bernhardt is a strange-looking person, but yet I there's something about her.
Oh, yeah. She's, again, not what she would be shoved in your face Victoria's Secret's hot, but I think she's great. I love Sandra Bernhardt.
Unconventional beauty.
Unconventional. Some people might say that about us.
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody is an unconventional beauty, but still a beauty. Chef Boyardee, an unconventional beauty. Splinter from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, an unconventional beauty. Let's go to Sabrina in Elkton. Sabrina, talking unconventional beauty.
Yeah, there are two, actually. Billy Corgan, and then as I was thinking about him, Marilyn Manson in any stage of his life. I don't know.
Really? That steams your veggies?
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I can maybe see the Marilyn Manson. There's sometimes where Marilyn Manson looks like a very attractive man. You're like, wow, okay.
Okay, I could see that.
But Billy Corgan, I don't think ever has considered.
I mean, unless you were a big Adams family and God, if I could just faster, man, there's just some way I could have an overweight Stone Cold screech into my ear. Let's do another one here before we jump. Jennifer in Baltimore. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you?
Hello.
Who do you find
I'm wonderful.
Beautiful.
50 Cent.
50 Cent? Fitty?
Yes. Yeah, Fitty.
Fitty? I can see Fitty. I mean, Fitty's got, Fitty might not be facially a masterpiece, but when he gets that body in order, that thing's cut.
And his teeth. He's got beautiful teeth.
He does.
He's got beautiful what?
Teeth.
Teeth? Oh, I thought you said cheek.
It's time to go Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
The quarter life crisis. Everyone's heard of the midlife crisis. Obviously, you buy a Corvette, you get a bunch of hair plugs, you start dating someone half your age. We talked about the concept of a quarter life, but did you do anything for the quarter life? Because I know the midlife crisis, everyone goes and does something dumb. I don't think you're doing anything when you're 25 and freaking out about that part in your life. At least I don't remember doing anything. Just sitting and sweating in panic.
Well, I got bailed out of mine, thank God. I was up in Albany. I was making like 20 grand or something. Maybe at that point, like 25 grand. And I remember it distinctly. I was starting to look for like part-time jobs. Mm-hmm. And I started going, man, I need to like make a career change. What can I do? What can I do? That whole thing. Like, I'm not making any money. And then me and my girlfriend at the time had broken up, and I went to go do an event the radio station event, and I was going to be gone for like 3 or 4 hours. And when I was gone, she was moving out, and I came back to the apartment. And it was just like completely empty, just my bed and like my dresser, and I had no money. And I remember standing in the kitchen being like, what am I going to do with my life? And then I swear to God, a week later, 98 Rock called. And I was like, okay, yep, later. Be there in a second.
Peace, bitch. I'm out. We talked about it, the quarter life crisis. You ever been through it? You ever experienced it? We have had you on Behind the Curtain. Oh, the youth going wild. Or are the youth just getting sad and starting to freak out and having panic attacks because 60% of millennials say they're going through a quarter life crisis? What is the quarter life crisis, you ask?
Yeah, I mean, we've all heard of the midlife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Buy a sports car, do what I did, start running to try and recapture some youth and feel like you can still do something.
I have to take Cialis, and I'm probably going to get testosterone replacement therapy soon, just to try and rekindle a little bit of what my youth once was. Hair plugs, for example. Maybe a badass new tribal tattoo.
Yeah, so a quarter life crisis, like you said, it's basically people 20, I guess 25 years old, like millennials, 25 to whatever age, 30, yeah. Maybe 25 to 35. 60% of people between 25 and 35 said they're in a quarter life crisis right now, and they're having trouble coping with financial and personal issues. A lot of them are still living with their parents because they can't make ends meet.
I remember mine was in 2004. Right around 2004, I had left Waldorf, 99. I started working in radio. And one of the jobs...
That's your first mistake.
That's huge, guys. Hey, heads up. Good morning. It's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show. If you're looking for a career, get into shoe cobbling, ditch digging, pig identifying, cheese sniffing, or doorknob licking. Radio. So I get a job at a station, flips format. Then it flips format again. And then it flips format again. And then it flips format a fourth time. I finally scream to the heavens, I'm done, I'm out. And I get a job at that ad agency I always bring up. And for a 25-year-old at the time, I'm making okay money. I was making like, you know, low to mid-20s as a salary in the early 2000s. You know, that's right around what a millennial at the time should be making. But I'm having a midlife crisis, quarter life crisis, because I'm thinking what I set out to do, I'm not doing. My entire path that I laid out before myself is not what I'm doing right now. I'm three hole punching ad documents. I'm calling the Penny Saver to get an ad in. I'm checking on the run of a client's commercials. This is not what I want to do. And obviously the path winds and I end up here back on track, but still, I get it. This sensation of like, all right, school's done. College is over if you went.
Now what?
Now what? What's happening? Mike Anderson, you ever go through anything like that?
I feel like the entirety of your 20s is... Yeah, I'm still going through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of it just has to do with being in your 20s, because that's a tumultuous time to begin with, where you're just trying to figure out your job, you're trying to figure out your relationships.
Yeah.
You're trying to buy a home, maybe, or just find permanent residence, not in your parents' basement.
What porn has the least amount of pop-ups, ads, viruses, or worms?
Trying to figure out who you are, too. Yeah. I mean, the 20s is all about just trying to figure out who you are, what you're going to do with your life, where you're going.
Yeah. What you're going to cling to from youth. Should I continue to wear skate shoes, Justin? You haven't done a heel flip in years. Take the Vans off, dum-dum. You look stupid. Yeah, you got to figure out your look.
Somebody says, currently going through a quarter life crisis, turned 25 in February, graduate from my graduate program in May, looking for a job, have the worst acne of my life, even though my skin was crystal clear through the high school years, so the stress has gotten hold of the person's skin. I see everyone from home my age, married and on their second kid, and I wonder if I'm doing anything right. Comparison is the theft of joy.
Oh!
That's what I have to remind myself.
Write that down. Comparison is the theft
of that.
Joy.
I like that.
That's a badass saying. Josh, someone like you that got into radio at such a young age.
I was a fetus.
Josh was a sperm reading the weather.
Today's cancellations are as follows.
you've just jumped from position to position, and sometimes a lateral, but usually an upward motion to your career from market to market, station to station. Did you ever go through anything like this in your mid-20s where you're saying, wait a minute, I'm not doing news in the format I want to do, not in the market that I want to do?
I really wanted to be in a... I just wasn't happy, you know, because I was traveling from city to city and I really wanted to find a permanent place, and it wasn't really a good fit where I was, you know, in a country station. And
where were you at 25? What was the market?
At 25, I was in Dallas.
Okay.
And then I moved to Denver. But then 98 Rock came calling.
Whew.
And
may this be forever.
You know, it's been nothing but joy ever since.
Nothing but joy each day. Let's go to the phones real quick. 410-338-1098. Give us a ring as we discuss the quarter life crisis. Nate in Westminster has been holding for a bit. Nate, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
Hanging in there. So I am 29 right now. A couple of years ago when I was 25, I got let go from my job with an insurance company and was able to land on my feet and get another job. But I also decided it'd be a good time for me to go back and do law school at night. So even though I've got a good solid job, I decided it would be smart to take out a pretty substantial amount of student loans and get myself in a position where, even though I'm about to graduate, it's a pretty tough job market and there's not a lot of prospects out there.
And how much in loans do you have to pay back?
Oh, God, it's over $100,000 right now, probably.
I got a text from somebody saying that their student loan payment monthly is $900.
Oh. Yeah, and this is after I paid off all my undergraduate student loans, so I was debt-free from that, and I decided to be smart to do it all over again.
Yeah, you're real smart.
Darren Kadish, yeah. Give Nate a job. Damn. Hire Nate. Give
Please,
Nate a job.
Yes.
Please. All right, Nate, good luck with the job hunt. Let's go to Daniel in Aberdeen. Daniel, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so me and my wife got married in April. I decided to have a kid. I'm 23, about to get out of school. Everything was going great, bought a new car. And then all of a sudden she got hyperemesis while she's pregnant. So literally she can't keep any food or liquid down. It's hard. She's on so many medications just to keep protein powder shakes down.
Oh.
And, dude, she's dropping weight like a fly, man. It is crazy. So all of a sudden, we were going really good. She had a job, I had a job. Now she can barely even walk up the steps. And, I mean, but I can't complain. It's an awesome life. I just figured, not even 25 yet, but it's all turning around crazy.
See that?
Wow.
Change on the dime. Good life.
Thank you,
buddy.
Doing
fine. But, hey, man, just, that's not... That's like, I mean, that can happen to anybody.
That's like an instance. This is more like the philosophical mindset of like, am I at where I want to be at? Am I doing what I want to be doing? Am I the person that I want to be? That dude just had some crap fall in his lap.
Right.
And hang a hard left on him. So you're dealing with an actual life crisis. This is more of a crisis of philosophy and conscience. Let's go to Curtis in Bel Air, who wants to know what the hell's up with this. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, man, what's up with these millennials? Man, I think a lot of it has to do with parenting. Because, you know, check this out. You know, I read an article yesterday that there was a guy who was 14 years old that jumped into World War II with the 82nd Airborne. And, you know, during Vietnam, you know, your average age of a Vietnam vet then at the time was 19 years old. I raised six kids, three boys, three girls.
Strap up.
And I tell you what, all six of my kids are successful. When in the sixth grade, I told my kids, you got two options in life.
Yeah.
A, you go to college and get a good career, or you go into the military. And I tell you what, three of my boys are actually went to college, went in as an officer. My girls went and got their degrees. One has a master's in English, one has a degree in psychology and teaching school in Northern California.
Where did all that money for college come from?
Yeah, you hit the
you know, I did not pay for it. When they're in the sixth grade, I told them for them to get college funds, they're paying their own bill. They have to be responsible and accountable for their future, not me as a parent. And so that they were in sixth grade, so that they could start getting good grades through middle school and into high school, so they could be competitive for the scholarships and grants.
They got
out of my kids. Yeah. The most amount of debt they have is $20,000. One of them got a full ride because he went to a military college.
Damn,
wow! Well, hey, dude. Good. Tip of the hat to you, but you got to know you ain't the norm.
No, all right, yeah, that's the exception.
Yeah, and there, I can't remember that entire World War II battalion of 14-year-olds jumping out of the back of a plane. That was an instance that wasn't the norm. Again, the Greatest Generation. A lot of those guys in Nam were drafted to be there. Let's do one more here before we jump. Let's go to Chris in Annapolis. Chris, good morning.
Hey, Justin. It's Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris. This is my dude, Chris Jewers. He's the guy I went visited in the hospital. You want to talk about going through something, midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Give them the Cliff's Notes version real quick of what you're dealing with, brother.
I was sick for about a year. Finally got diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma and had 6 months of chemo. It was gone pretty much midway, came back, and then had to go through a bone marrow transplant. I mean, I'm kind of recovering now. So.
And tell them what you told me in that hospital, that I was the only thing keeping you going. On days where it got so dark, you would stare down at that little picture of me and said, "Fight for Justin."
Well, I mean, listening to you guys in the morning is a good way to keep going.
Oh, yeah. My guy. Damn. Take care. Be strong. Be well. I bought him a Legend of Zelda chess set that he's yet to invite me to play with him.